We are drawing down our natural capital. We're affecting the very life support systems that we have come to take for granted. We are spending more than we're earning, or we are extracting more from the planet than it is actually able to regenerate. And that means you're drawing down on your natural capital, on our capacity to live on this planet. And if that trend goes, and at the moment it is not only a trend that seems to be heading on the same curve, it is in fact increasing, accelerating, it means we're heading for trouble. It's as simple as that. Water is essential for life in all its forms on this planet. It is what in many ways defines the ability to live on this planet. We already know now that in the next few years we're going to live in a world where almost a third of the world's population is going to live in water-stressed countries. Trying to understand how much water we use or waste in producing goods, commodities, is extremely important, because once we measure it, we also know where we have the greatest potential to save water. And secondly, we will also know where the greatest, if you want, competition for water will occur. I think it is where environment and economics will meet in the 21st century is also where governments will restructure the way we look in our societies at these phenomena of environmental change, but more importantly, at the economic opportunities. I truly believe that environmental change is going to be one of the drivers for innovation, for new technologies, for new markets, and we're already seeing that happen even in these difficult financial times.